Blog Talk Radio.
For joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.
Good morning. Welcome to Veronda Bellamy Inspired. Today is Cupolo Thursday, and I am your host, Elder Charlene Alexander. Please join us each day, Monday through Friday, at 7 o'clock a.m. Tomorrow will be our Freedom Family Friday. It will be hosted by Veronda Bellamy, Reverend Perry, and myself. You can join us by dialing in at 7 o'clock a.m. at 914-338-0464. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to touch and agree with you, please send your prayer request to prayerrequest@verondabellamy.com. We would be more than glad to touch and agree with you on your situation. There's no situation too hard for God, so we encourage you, if you just need someone to pray, just send that on over to us, and we'd be more than happy to help you with that situation. Just intercede and pray with God until you get an answer, until God does what He needs to do for you. If you would like to leave a donation, please visit verondabellamy.com and follow the instructions for donations. Happy New Year, everyone. I pray that you are having a wonderful new year and that you're getting started in the way that you desire to be and growing in your relationship with Christ. I pray that something that is being said today will actually be an encouragement to you and will push you forward in Christ. The scripture today will be coming from Jude, beginning at verse 20, and it reads, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. And on some have mercy, who are in doubt, and some save, snatching them out of the fire. And on some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling, and to set you up before the presence of his glory without blemish and exceeding joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power before all time and now and forevermore. Amen." The book of Jude was written by Jesus' half-brother, which his name is Jude. The first half of this chapter, starting at verse 1 and ending at verse 16, is basically talking about the false teachings and the corruption that's going on at this time. And the second portion is just verses 17 through 25 is just reminding Christians to remember the words of Jesus Christ and the teachings of Jesus Christ and how to live a holy life. Verse 20 begins, "But ye beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." So you see here, there is instructions being given here, that there is a building up that we have to do, that there's something that we have, there's an action that we have to take in this race with the Lord, something that we have to do that is not just something that's just going to fall on our lap, but there's some work that has to be done. And then it goes on to say, praying in the Holy Spirit. So sometimes there's times we don't even know what to pray or what to say or what to do. You know, those are the times that if God has given us that gift of the Holy Spirit, or if the Holy Spirit has fallen on us and we have that power to speak in tongues, this is the time to use it, because sometimes we don't even know the words to say for the situation that is going on. It goes on to say, "Keep yourselves in the love of God, That means don't look for the world to give you this perfect love. That love is only going to be found in the love of God, no matter what that situation is that's going on within that relationship or that situation that's going on within that marriage. Make sure that you keep yourself in the love of God, because if you keep yourself in the love of God, then you'll be able to continue to show His love even in times where you feel like, you know, you cannot do it or you shouldn't even have to do it. But when you keep yourself in the love of God or keep that relationship and keep your faith in God's face, you're still able to show forth the love that is necessary at that particular time to get you and your spouse or just that relationship, you and your fiance, through the situation that you're going through. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ until eternal life. Don't expect this world to show you an ounce of mercy. Mercy does not come from the world. Mercy, grace comes from our Lord and Savior. Jesus died on the cross so that we would have this grace and mercy that we have right now. So don't expect anybody else to show you mercy. You may not even get mercy from your spouse, you know, so don't expect that from them. Just know that God is going to grace you. He's going to show you mercy to get you through whatever situation that may occur in within your relationship or marriage. And then it goes on to say, and on some have mercy. So even though you may not even be shown mercy, you still have to show mercy to those who are in doubt. And some save, lead them to Christ, snatching them out of the fire. And some have mercy with fear, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. And then it goes on here, verse 24, that says, now unto him that is able to guard you from stumbling. He's the one that keeps us from falling. It's God, the one that keeps us from falling, keeps us from sinning. It's God that does that. So we have to remember that it's not even in ourselves to keep ourselves from these situations. He's saying, now unto him that is able to keep guard you from stumbling and to set you before the presence of his glory without blemish. So it's because of God that we're even able to go in before his presence, and he is the one that cleans us up. He is the one that forgives our sins. He is the one that sets us free and causes us to even be able to stand before him without blemish in exceeding joy, happy, excited, joyful, because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Verse 25, to the only God. He's our only God. Our spouse is not our God. Our spouse does not come before God, but it's God and then our spouse. He's our Savior through Jesus Christ our Lord. He gets the glory, majesty, his dominion, and power. Before time began, right now at this time, and going into the future. He is all of that. He is the glory. He's what we give to him. We give him all the glory. We give him majesty. He holds dominion and power. He's a mighty, mighty God. And you might say, now, how does all of this relate to relationships and marriage? And I kind of, you know, touched on it going through the scripture here. But what we have to realize and what we have to understand is that we have to be careful who we take advice to from, who we get, you know, who we allow to speak into our marriage, into our relationship, speak into our life, because there are some that are not given the word of God. There are some that's just operating out of a flesh mode. So we really have to be careful with that. We have to have a spirit of discernment to know who is really representing Christ. Just because, you know, someone sits in church every Sunday does not mean that they are a representative of Christ. There is a we know the spirit by the spirit. Our spirit should be able to connect with their spirit. So just be careful this year, going forward, who you allow to speak into your marriage, who you allow to prophesy into your life, because when someone prophesies, you have the right to judge it. You know, if it doesn't sit right in your spirit, you can say, I don't receive that. And the second half is just saying, remember what Christ says. If someone's speaking something into your life, into your marriage, into your relationship that does not coincide with the Word of God, you have to question that, because everything all falls back in line with Christ, falls back in line with the Word. And if it's outside the realms of the Word, you really need to think about what they're saying and really question, is this of God? You know, you don't have to receive everything that someone says to you in the form of a representative of Christ. You have the right to make a judgment, block what's not for you, and receive what is. 2015 is the year of advancement. It's the year of growth. It's the year of moving forward in the things of God. It's the year of moving into your purpose like never before. But you just want to be cautious and careful of those that you have pouring in. It's not to say walk around with a big guard, because your spirit will know when it's not something of God. But you just cannot be to the point where you're afraid to let someone know, or, you know, say, hey, you know, I really don't receive that. I appreciate you speaking, but I don't receive that. This is going to be the year of boldness, where we're going to have to stay and have a standard for God. We just can't accept just anything that's being said to us or just being done to us. And God has given us, He has given us the power. He's given us that authority that we don't have to accept the things that are not of Him. You know, it's not to say that you just separate yourself from everybody, because you got work to do. You can't separate yourself. But sometimes there are those that are super saved and just know it all. But you just have to be careful. And it's not to be judging anybody. It's not stir up anything. It's just be careful with your spirit. It's a vulnerable thing. It belongs to God. And it does not need to be tainted. It does not need to be hurt. And the Word of God says to guard your heart. You know, it's not saying don't love, but it's saying be careful what you let get in there and stay. Because sin starts in the mind. It starts in our minds. And if we're not careful and it gets to our heart, then that's a whole other issue. If we can control it at the point of the mind, not necessarily control it, but give it to God at the point when it hits our mind, then we won't, you know, have to deal with those heart issues. It's a lot harder to deal with something once it gets into our heart. So just be careful, you know, with who we entertain, with who we open ourselves up to, and who we become vulnerable to, because everybody is not supposed to speak into your life. You're not supposed to have intimate relationship with everybody. Be careful who you select as your confidant, as your quote-unquote friend, because that's a very strong word. You know, you just have to make sure that you can still minister to people without them being, you know, have an impact. Another thing that I definitely wanted to say on this morning is, if you are in a circle of friends or a circle of people or gathering of folk that you hang around with, and you are the smartest person in that group, you need to find you a new circle. You need to surround yourself with people that are wiser than you, so that you can grow. Because this is the year of advancement, and there's things that we all are going to have to learn. And when we surround ourselves with people that are moving forward, people that are wiser than us, that can lead us into the right direction, that helps us to get into the place where we need to be. Everybody needs some sort of mentor to help them to get through the situation, or to learn and to grow from. We have the Word of God, but it's wonderful when we can actually see that Word of God being lived out by somebody else, and have that person that's really pouring into us, so that we can do the same thing for someone else in return. Also, just one other thing that just laid on my heart. You know how sometimes we like to hang around, you know, different people. Surround yourself with people that are doing the same things kind of that you're doing. For example, that are married. You know, sometimes we hang with single people. Single people don't really think the same way as married people. Not to say that you can't be around single people, but also including your circle married people that are having successful marriages, you know, those that can pour into your marriage and can give you godly advice concerning marriage. A lot of times advice from single people and maybe even some divorced folk, you know, may not be what you need to hear, because it could be coming from with a single person not really understanding marriage totally, and then maybe from someone that's been in a marriage, maybe a hurtful place, or just, you know, not fully understanding. I think of it like this. If they couldn't get their marriage to work, I'm just being honest, you know, if their marriage couldn't work, you know, I don't know if they can advise me. And I'm sure there are some things that they can advise me on. But at the same time, you know, there were some things that didn't cause this. I want to be around people that are successful. Successful marriage does not mean a problem-free marriage. It just means that they have allowed God in that marriage to the point where it is able to work, you know, or they have just develop a mechanism that works for them to make this marriage successful. And that's, I want my marriage to be successful. I don't want my marriage to end in divorce, so I don't want to hang around people that's been divorced. And when I say hang around people, I don't mean like, oh, I can't be around anybody that's been divorced. No, I just mean in my group of people that I would look for wisdom and knowledge and understanding to, you know, help me get through certain situations, that's going to advise me godly and it's going to give me what I need to go forward. We just have to practice wisdom in all that we do, especially going forward, because time is drawing nigh, Christ is soon to come. And when our marriages are working according to the word of God, it makes doing the work of God so much easier. And there's so much that God has called us all to do, and our spouses are supposed to be there on that journey, as we're on their journey as well, because they have purpose as well. So going forward, we just need to be careful of false teachings, those that are just speaking out of what they feel, you know, and just remember what God says concerning our marriage so that we can learn, so that we can grow. And, you know, ask God for wisdom and also surround ourselves with people that are wise, that are moving forward, that are successful in what they do, so that we can learn from this. It's not something to put anybody down or, you know, to segregate yourself, because the work, I'm sure that the work that you have to do requires you, you know, to not discriminate on whoever, you know, you deal with. But when it comes to your spirit man, you have to be careful who you let in, who you let advise you, what you take in, what words you hear and allow. Just be careful on this year and always, because you want to be all that God has you to be, and allow your spirit man to judge, your spirit of discernment to judge what is being said, what's not being said, what is the word of God and what's not. And if you have a question, look it up, research it, find it out, ask another person about it. Don't go not understanding, because we don't have to be in that way. I wish you much success in your marriage. I just believe God, as we come together on this line, that God is going to do something mighty for us. And he's the one that's keeping our marriages together. So we just have to continue to rely on him, continue to trust him, and continue to do his will. And that's basically it for today, you guys. I just thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. And I do pray that there was something said or done that blessed you on today. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for this new year, God, this new beginning, this new start, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, because every day is new with you, Lord. Lord God, we come before you this morning, first of all, repenting, Lord God, of every sin, Lord, of every shortcoming, God, those things that we know about, God, and those things that we don't. Father God, we ask you, Lord God, for wisdom and knowledge concerning the things of you, Lord God, concerning our marriage, Lord God. Lord God, you say if we lack wisdom, Lord God, to ask you for it, and you would give it, Lord. And this is what we do on this morning, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you would send those, God, that are coming, Lord God, to be, Lord God, a blessing in our marriages, a blessing in our relationship, Lord God, and a blessing in our life, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for the spirit of discernment, Lord God, oh God, that we will block everything that the enemy is sending, God, that's not of you, Lord God. Oh God, we pray right now, Lord God, for every marriage, God, for every engagement, Lord God, for every relationship, God, that you have ordained, Lord God. And we pray right now, Lord God, that you would head it, Lord God. Everything, God, anything, God, that's in us, God, that's not like you, that's not pleasing in your sight, Lord God, we ask you to remove it right now in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, that you will get the glory, God, and that you will get the honor, Lord God, and that you will get the praise. We ask you to have your way, Lord God, in our marriage, in our life, in our family, Lord God. Protect us from the hand of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. We cancel every trick, every plot, every plan that the enemy has set, and we decree and declare the advancement of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We decree and declare the purpose of the Lord will be fulfilled in our lives, and that the Lord God Almighty will get the glory out of our life, and that we will be pleased in all that we do, Lord. We pray, Lord God, that you would put it in us, God. Those things, God, that we don't know, Lord God, that we don't understand, God, put it in us, Lord. Put the desire, Lord God, to serve you. Put the desire, Lord God, to read our word in us, Lord God. Put the desire, Lord God, to do, God, all that you've called us to do. Put the desire in us, God, to love you even the more. Put the desire in us, God, to pray to you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, because only you draw, Lord God. And Lord God, we acknowledge you for who you are, great and mighty, Lord God. Have your way, Lord God, in our lives, Lord God. And we give this year to you, Lord God. We dedicate, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We submit, God. We commit right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we are your humble, faithful servants, God. Do whatever it is you desire to do, Lord God. And as we advance in you, Lord God, we ask that you would keep the cord together, Lord God. Be the string that holds us together, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it, God. We believe it, God, and we attach our faith to it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray, Lord God, and we believe. Amen. Thank you for tuning in to Veronda Bellamy Inspired. We look forward to you joining us again tomorrow at 7 o'clock a.m. for our Freedom Family Friday. We have a good day. Be blessed. Be inspired.
Thank you all for joining Veronda Bellamy Inspired.